Parliament has ratified two ECOWAS regulations which govern seed quality control and fertilizer trade within the sub-region. The regulations are on harmonization of rules governing quality control, certification and marketing of plant seeds and seedlings, and the other relating to fertilizer quality control. The report of the Committee on Food and Agriculture and Cocoa Affairs was presented for the adoption of the regulations. The chairman of the committee, Gabriel Isilfi, said regulating transboundary movement of seeds and fertilizers across the sub-region is essential to ensuring availability of quality seeds and fertilizers among ECOWAS member countries as a measure to increase productivity and achieving food security. Here's a report by our parliamentary correspondents Dominic Lodge and Augustus Akwe.
According to reports, private sector investment in seed production and distribution is also flourishing in West Africa, while fertilizer consumption is the lowest in the world. The regulations are to sustain the private sector drive in the seed sector while maintaining quality and addressing challenges with the importation and distribution of fertilizers across the sub-region. They will also ensure local production, encourage timely access to quality seeds and fertilizers. The chairman of the Food, Agriculture and Cocoa Affairs Committee, Gabriel Esil, Wilfie said the objectives of the regulations are to provide a general framework on rules governing quality control, certification and marketing of seeds and fertilizers within member states.
Under the regulations, a seed registered in the name of a particular country cannot be registered in the name of another country. To derive the benefits envisaged under the regulations, it will be imperative that the intellectual property right pertaining to varieties developed in Ghana are officially registered and recognized. This will strengthen the position of the country in the event of a dispute with another member country over the registration of a given variety. It is therefore imperative that Parliament expedites work on the passage of the Plant Breeders Bill to complement the effective implementation of the regulations. The committee also noted that though Regulation C/Reg December 13, 2012 outlined procedures for ensuring the supply and marketing of quality fertilizers within member states, it lacked the necessary provisions for controlling smuggling of fertilizers, which is a major challenge on Ghana's fertilizer subsidy program. The Minister for Food and Agriculture informed the committee that the ministry had introduced an innovative system of using information technology to deliver subsidized fertilizers directly to farmers and had helped in reducing the smuggling of fertilizers. It was, however, acknowledged that there were still challenges with respect to the distribution of.
The ranking member on Food, Agriculture and Cocoa Affairs Committee, Dr. Efia Kutsu, seconded the motion for the ratification of the regulations.
We've always had a problem of smuggling of Ghana's fertilizers to neighboring countries, and I've had occasion, Mr. Speaker, to draw the attention of this House to this phenomenon, which is denying our farmers a much needed input of fertilizer. The other point is to do with seeds. Improved seeds are very important for the transformation of the agricultural sector, and we know as a matter of fact that there is always shortage of seeds. Our farmers don't get the quantities of improved seeds that they need to get our fertilizer to apply in order to improve their productivity.